What about the piece up over the fireplace?
The mantelpiece.
Okay. What type of wood might you use to start the fire? Do you have some special kind of kindling or something?
Mm-hmm. Lighter wood.
Okay.
And it was by our cook, maid, nurse, servant.
Mm-hmm.
It was just called lighted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also use the term kindling, K-I-N-D-L-I-N-G, mm-hmm. though. But lighter wood is what
the
general term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Furniture. What would you call this piece of furniture?
Sofa.
Okay. And how about something on the windows that rolls up and down?
Shades.
Mm-hmm. And in the bedroom, what sort of furniture would you have in there?
A bed and a bureau.
Okay.
A dressing table. If you had one of those awkward old things that are so popular now to hang clothes in, it was a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Describe the bureau. Tall, short, long?
A bureau was medium height.
Mm-hmm.
If it were tall, it would have been called a high boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we didn't call it a highball either. We called it a chest of drawers.
Okay.
The high one was a chest of drawers, yeah. A bureau would have to have a mirror over the top.
Okay.
I should remember chest of drawers because as children we just thought it was Chester. Like C-H-E-S-T-E-R, Chester drawers, and my mother had a friend whose nickname was Duster. And she gave Mama an old Chester drawers once, so we differentiated by calling one the Chester drawers, the other the Duster drawers.
I had the same misconception when I was a child, Chester. So, and what about to hang clothes in that's built in to the house?
Closet?
Mm-hmm. Did you have one
closet
at the old, did they have one at the old plantation house built in?
No, I don't think so. Now, I never saw that house properly furnished because by the time I came along, the house was abandoned. It was rented out to some black people.
Mm-hmm.
And, they just, well, I should say, it wasn't rented out. They were allowed to live. They just were keeping up with
mm-hmm,
the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember it ever being furnished. I would guess that it probably had wardrobes, if anything,
mm-hmm.
at all like that.
So you didn't, when you lived there, you didn't actually live in the old house?
No, I never lived over there. No, we built a house.
On the same land.
On the same property.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The old house just gradually deteriorated and finally a big windstorm carried the roof off and the underpinnings collapsed
mm-hmm.
and all that. It's gone now completely.
Mm-hmm.
I was in it enough to remember the pretty woodwork and the stairs and the long rails and
mm-hmm.
lovely old
mm-hmm.
finishing touches.
Right.
I never lived there. I saw it furnished.
Oh, okay.